Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. The content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is 7 styles of learning in support of the Communicating for Results competency. To make sure that we're clear on to why we are here today, I wanted to take a moment and share the objectives of this podcast, and they are: 1, identify the different styles of learning; 2, have a familiarity with the different strengths of each learning style; and 3, effectively understand the best learning style for the workforce. So let's get started. So, Anne, you have a long history and experience in leadership development and training. What is a learning style?
It's as simple as it sounds, Jeffrey. A learning style is just how adults learn. So this is based on adult learning and how we learn, how we retain information, how we recall information. There's different ways to do it, whether we realize it or not, and we all tend to have our own preferred style.
Great. I totally understand that. So what's important to understand about different learning styles?
Well, it's important to understand that there are 7 styles, which we'll go through in a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's also important to understand that there's not one that is right or wrong or good or bad. What's important to understand is we each have our preferred style. It's like our fingerprint. It makes us who we are. And so we need to understand how do we learn so that we can be the most effective at learning and recalling information. We also want to know how do others learn around us so that we can communicate and build relationships with them.
So you said there were 7 different styles. Can we go through those now?
Absolutely. I'm going to go through the first 3 and then we'll take a stop and then we'll go through the next 4. So remember, these are 7 adult learning styles. Sometimes they're called the 7 styles of learning. And the first one is visual or spatial. So This is someone who prefers pictures or images or a TED talk or something like that, that they can actually see it. I'm a visual learner. So if someone draws it out for me, I am able to understand it a lot better than if I don't see the visual. Mm-hmm. The second one is auditory, otherwise known as oral. And this is someone who prefers sound. So this is someone who might want to listen to a podcast to understand something, or sometimes even music, but they prefer to put sound to it. And that helps them remember whatever it is they're trying to learn. And the third one before we take our break is what we call the verbal learner, otherwise known as the linguistic learner. And this is someone who prefers words. It could be words both in speech as well as in writing. So someone who enjoys looking at white papers, or maybe who starts to understand a script if you're in the television world. And so this is someone who prefers the words rather than the auditory or the visual. Now, as I said earlier, we all have one, maybe even 2 or 3 preferred styles. So it's not like it's the only way you learn. However, it's the way that you prefer will then help you retain information faster and more effectively.
I think for myself, I am more of a visual person. But like you said, using 2 or 3, I'm also the one that needs to touch and feel something to have that better understanding. And I know you were going to get into that shortly, but I totally agree. If I have a picture, as people say, it speaks 1,000 words. So being able to understand that picture and then, like you said, add something else to that, one of the other styles, it helps people retain information longer.
Absolutely. So let's go to that 4th one that you just talked about. So the 4th one is physical or kinesthetic. And this is someone, as you just described, who prefers to use your body, to touch it, to play with it. I'm a kinesthetic learner as well. So I have to understand how something works and how it fits together and how it, then I can actually retain it and understand the bigger context. Mm-hmm. The 5th style is what we call mathematical or logical. So this is someone who prefers the reasoning. Maybe it's going to be a flow chart. Maybe it's going to be a systemic drawing that they can start to understand how it all flows together. The 6th and 7th can be a little confusing because they sound a lot alike. The 6th is interpersonal. The 7th is intrapersonal. And the difference is an interpersonal is someone who prefers to learn in groups. And so we're sharing together, we're talking together, and that's how I remember things. The intrapersonal is someone who prefers to work alone, maybe doing self-study work, and then having a conversation. I have a colleague who always says to me, send me information ahead of time so that I can read it and process it ahead of time. And then let's talk about it. So that would be an example of someone who is an intrapersonal. So again, there's seven. We don't have to know all seven, although it is handy. What we do need to know, though, is what do I prefer in terms of how I learn so that I can be the most effective in learning? And the people I work with, the people in my family, the people in my community, mm-hmm. how do they prefer to learn so that I can communicate in a way that works for them?
Thank you for sharing that. It's very important to be able to understand and identify those styles so that, like you said, we can create those better working relationships. Is there one style that is better than another?
No, there is not one style that's better than another. That's not good or bad, right or wrong. It just is. And so again, we need to understand. Now, I would say in general, our society probably prefers the first three that we talked about, the mm-hmm. visual as well as the linguistic. So think about how we learn, right? We sit in a classroom, we read a book, we listen to someone teaching us. And so generally we have, as a society in our educational systems and at work, have really used those first three a lot, the visual, the auditory, and the linguistic. And the problem with that is that if you do not have one of those three styles as your preferred style, you may think, what's the matter with me? Why am I not getting this? And so we want to be able to incorporate all the other different styles so that everybody can learn and benefit from the learning.
Mm-hmm. So now that we know the seven styles, me as an individual, I want to self-improve, so to speak. So how can I use this information to do that?
Well, the first way is to ask yourself, how do you prefer to learn? And if you don't know, ask someone around you. Mm-hmm. It's a little weird, I'll be honest, to say, hey, which of the seven learning styles do you prefer? People are like, what? Like, people don't know about this. We don't mm-hmm. study it in middle school. We don't study it in high school. However, I could say to you, hey, Jeffrey, we have some material that we have to learn. Would you prefer that I sent you a podcast about it? Or would you prefer that I sent you a TED talk about it? You say, oh, please, a podcast. I love podcasts. That tells me that you're an auditory learner. Okay. Or I might say, hey, Jeffrey, would you prefer that I send you a white paper to learn about this? Or would you prefer that we talk about it in a group with a lot of different people? Oh, please send me the white paper. So by asking those types of questions, using some of the examples that I gave, that then can help you understand what your style is, as well as the style of those around you. Because what we want to do is we want to communicate in the way of the person who is receiving the information. I have a great example. I work with a lot of people at the Pentagon, and I was working with one person, and he was like, Anne, I have communicated this 6 times. I don't understand why they are not getting it. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, how did you communicate it? And he said, well, we sit in a meeting, we talk about it in the briefing, I tell them to go and do whatever they need to do, and they don't do it. And I said, well, why don't we switch up the style? First of all, find out how they prefer to learn. Mm-hmm. Turned out they preferred that they were visual learners as well as mathematical learners. And he made this giant flow chart and this sheet that kind of showed how it all worked together. Mm-hmm. He put that in front of all of them, and then bingo, they all got it together. And so the point Good. Is he has to match the person in front of him, and we have to do the same. It's very easy for us to always teach or communicate in the way that we prefer. Mm-hmm. That's just not as effective as communicating as the way the person prefers who is receiving the information.
Is there a different way for managers to be able to make sure that their employees are getting that understanding? And that was a great example of the person that you work with at the Pentagon, because he had to switch up how he was doing things, because as you just said, he was doing it based on what his preference was. But as a supervisor, he didn't understand what his people or his team needed to be able to get the information that he was trying to share. That leads me to another question. I know you have a great deal of experience working with private industry, and now I see working with the government at the Pentagon. Is there a different way that maybe government employees would do things versus a private industry employee?
People are people, Jeffrey. There's no difference in terms of how we learn. What there is, though, is perhaps a difference in terms of who am I talking to, knowing mm-hmm. your audience, right? Is this someone who is down at the Navy Yard, or is this someone who's in Port Hueneme, or is this someone who's at Lant, and understanding what do they do and how do they prefer to learn? So the seven styles doesn't matter what industry you're in. What does matter is understanding the work that they do, mm-hmm. understanding how they prefer to learn, and then applying it. And again, just because you're talking to someone who may be working on a pier in Guam You can't say, oh, all peer people learn like this. It doesn't work like that. It's not what you do. It's who the person is. So whether you're an employee, supervisor, manager, get to know the people around you and get to know what makes them tick, what motivates them, and how they learn, and then apply that based on what it is that they need to learn for their job.
That's great. So leads me into my next question. It always comes back to, for me, what's in it for me? How can I implement what it is that I'm learning, even in this podcast, so that I can use it immediately?
I say there's two things that's in it for all of us to learn this. The first is, how do I prefer to learn? Figure that out, because that will help you with speed and quality of your learning, your retention, and your recall, which will just make you more effective in whatever you're trying to implement. I would say the second thing is, it helps build relationships, because other than thinking, oh my gosh, Anne can never communicate with me, like, oh, Anne adapted her style, and then we've started to build some trust and some credibility. So it will help you individually, and it will also help the people you work with, and that will help you in your career as you move ahead.
That's great. Thank you. Because then I can also share that with the people that work for me on my team as well, to make sure that we're all getting the information that we needed in the best way, so that we can continue to build that better working relationship. Thank you so much for sharing those insights. And thank you so much for your participation on this podcast.
Thank you so much.
And thanks to our listeners for taking time out of your schedule to listen as well. I know your time is very valuable. Please check back for future additional podcasts, and even some webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos will also be available on the Career Compass career page as part of your employee development series. This concludes the podcast for 7 Styles of Learning. Finally, we want to make sure that we have your comments, your feedback, and answer any questions that you might have, or even some ideas for future podcasts. Please submit them to our collective inbox at Career Compass at Center for HCI, and that is spelled CareerCompass at CenterForHCI.org. Again, CareerCompass at CenterForHCI.org. I know it's long. I apologize. But we look forward to hearing from you.